Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1758. The topic is training and the title is Why You Should Train Your Back Before Your Bench Press. So a fellow trainer and client of mine asked why I program back work for her before her bench press. And if I do that for my other clients, meaning should she be doing that for her clients? And yes, is the short answer, but I wanted to give a couple points as to why I like programming back work before bench press. And this is most common for people who are doing strength-based programming. So powerlifting, strongman, really anything that involves like strength-related stuff in a bench press. I know strongman does involve bench press often, but I still do back work before overhead presses, which is more common in strongman. Now, if you're doing bodybuilding or body shaping, I still tend to prioritize back over pressing movements. And we're going to get into why that is at the very end, but I still do it for aesthetic clients, but it's not as as obvious, or it's not as emphasized in their programming. It might be a middle more of a like a blended style with the aesthetic athletes, depending on their shape weaknesses and what we want to build and bring up. But for strength people, powerlifters, strongman, athletes, anybody that's concerned with strength for pressing, whether that's chest pressing or overhead pressing, I do believe it is best to train your back before your presses. And why? So, four good tips as to why, four good reasons, is that number one, it's a good warm-up. So, doing back training helps warm up the muscles of the shoulders and the muscles of the thoracic spine, like the lower traps, rhomboids, get your lats warmed up, as well as in your shoulders, getting all the rotator cuff muscles and all those things. Get the blood flowing in and out, get everything loosey-goosey, ready to go, kind of balance out muscular tightnesses. So, it will reduce irritation on connective tissues and on the joints rather than just going straight into presses after having sat at a computer for 8 hours, or slept on your left side in a funny, weird position. You wake up and you go right to the gym and start pressing. It's a good way to even out muscular tensions, to get blood into the joint and help cushion the joint, help prepare it for movement. Another thing is that it helps kind of ignite and activate are bracing abilities through the spine. So that way, when you go bench press, the bracing muscles and the concept, the mental concept of bracing is already in there. Now, you're not going to probably think about that. So it's more of a subconscious thing, but you're firing the muscles around the vertebra to hold them in place. You're firing muscles around the core to hold the spine in place when you're trained back. So you're getting a lot of elements activated and kind of more sensitized. The body and brain are going to be more aware of them when you go into bench pressing. So I really love it overall for that. Now, could you just do, a general shoulder warm up and get warmed up by doing, say, some light chest flies and things like that? Sure. It's just, so there's a give and a take in regards to what you want to focus on. But I do believe the back work helps more, and especially including that bracing and stability style activation that you're going to use in bench pressing. Then the second reason is it helps to improve the mind-muscle connection with the back muscles. We have to use our back muscles when we bench press. We have certain positional cues when we bench press. For example, the shoulder blades should be pulled together and then pulled down towards your hips. And that helps kind of stabilize and brace the shoulder joints. For me to be more aware of whether or not I'm doing that, it helps if I have my back already pumped up. If it's pumped full of blood, if it's had some challenge and some stress into it, the mind is going to be more aware of those muscles. So a lot of times, for example, I'll do a lat style movement is like an opening kind of stretching style of movement. And then I'll also pair with it a mid-back row. And that mimics that concept of pulling the shoulder blades together that we will then use in the bench press. So you're in a sense, you're priming the back muscles to do the cues that you would like them to do in the bench press. Third reason is for hormonal prep. What I mean by this is when we get into some heavy back work, when we get into some challenging back work, your body's going to hit a little bit of like a fight or flight response when you get into some heavy challenging stuff for back. That's going to start to increase production of adrenaline, which will increase your focus and aggression. And it's going to increase production of endorphins, which are kind of like natural painkillers, where you get like a little bit of a high working out and you just feel great and, you know, feels like you could train all day. If you get adrenaline and endorphins up through the back work, they're pumping and ready to go as soon as you get into bench press. So you have better focus, you have better aggression, you have better natural painkillers. So you're going to be able to perform better in the bench press. Now, you might say, well, I feel worn out by the time I get to bench press. I would double check your nutrition. Make sure you're eating enough before the workouts. Make sure you have an intra-workout drink if you have energy issues, especially if you're working out in the morning. But nutrition will help support the energy that should take you through the workout. So when I program workouts like this, most of my strength athletes are in the gym about an hour, you know, plus or minus a smidge, but about an hour. So they'll do a whole bench workout with the back workout, back work before that, and it'll only be a full hour. If you can't train a full hour in the gym at pretty good intensity, I would argue or probably ask you to look at your nutrition, as that might be inadequate and we can probably kind of switch some things around. You might be worried about gaining body fat. Well, you still should eat more before and during the training, and then you can taper down carbs and fats after training, keep your protein high, but taper down fats and carbs so that way you can still stay lean. On our website, www.brutalirongym.com, we have a free nutrition education page. You can go to that page. The first link on that page says create your own nutrition program. You can click on that document. It'll tell you the right amount of calories, the right amount of protein, tell you how to distribute your calories and protein throughout the day, tell you what to do with carbs and fats. It's all in there, so you can create your own nutrition program. So if you're wondering if you're eating enough, you can just find that out right on our website. That's pretty awesome. And then the fourth reason why I tend to train back before bench press is most people's backs are weaker. For most people, if you were to look at weaknesses or imbalances, the back muscles are usually very weak. So following like the prioritization necessities, you know, like we should train our weakest things first, strong things last kind of thing, is we would want to train our back before our bench press simply because the back is weaker. What also makes it nice is that it's a non-competitive muscle group. So you can beat up the back pretty damn good and it won't hinder your bench press training. You don't want to do that, you know, at a one rep max, before one rep max maybe, but in general, normal bench press training, training your back to a good full exhaustion, the proper volume and intensity, won't really hinder your bench press at all. So it's non-competitive, so that makes it even easier then to do before bench press. And then also what I've found is when we go into the gym and we have to bench press for the day, we tend to be very mentally focused on bench press. And anything after bench press kind of gets like a half-assed kind of effort. We you know, maybe we're got through the bench press, now there's a huge drop in adrenaline. Or we start BSing with friends, we're not paying attention to our rest times. I like having the back before the bench press because you're still focused before bench press because you're waiting for that bench press to come. Having the back first means you're going to give a better quality of effort to the back training. And then when you get through the bench press training, then you just be done. Rather than doing the bench press training and then half-assing the back work afterwards and then wondering why that discrepancy of strength between pushing muscles and back muscles always exists. By training the back first, you're going to get a better quality of work. It's non-competitive, so it's not going to hurt the bench press. And in the long term, it'll help balance out those weaknesses. Okay. So that was a really cool question. I thought that was fun to discuss through. I do believe that we should train our back before bench press. If you want any programming help from me, we do have one-on-one coaching services where I'll write your nutrition and training programming. And we do weekly check-ins, video reviews, all the good stuff. You can learn about that service on our website. And we also have our live monthly programming service. And again, you can go to the website, www.brutalirongym.com, go to live monthly programming, and you can read about that service. One of the programs we offer is powerlifting. And there's a full free 1 month example of the programming where you can click on that, you can follow the workouts, and you'll see that there's back work before the bench press. You can test that out, follow that program for a bit, see how it feels. If you like it, you can sign up for the service and get brand new programs every 4 weeks. With that service, you also get unlimited Q&A. You can ask me anything you want, anytime. And we all share the document. Anybody in the service shares the document so everybody else can learn from the Q&A. So it's a really cool educational component as well. And again, that's all on the website if you want to check that out. Awesome. Well, thank you to the fellow trainer for throwing out that question, and it was a fun discussion. If anybody else ever has any questions, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on the website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.